Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night. Street lights, people living this defined emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
The pathway, because then you've got certain credentials.
Karen, I unfortunately have to push pause here because we have reached an historic moment in this election. John Berman?
That's right, Casey. We can now project the winner of the presidential race. It is now official. CNN projects that Donald Trump has been elected president, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris and making a political comeback unlike any in modern American politics. Now, we can make this projection now because CNN projects that Donald Trump has won Wisconsin. You can see right there, currently ahead by 30,000 votes with 99% of the vote in. Mr. Trump is only the second former president in U.S. history to be reelected to the White House. He will return to office after two impeachments in his first term, followed by unprecedented criminal indictments and felony convictions. Mr. Trump scoring a landmark victory as he now heads back to power, leading a politically divided nation. Again, CNN projects that Donald J. Trump is elected the 47th president of the United States.
And the pain on Cassie Hunt's face and the rest of the CNN panel. Just the anguish. What happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. Polls lie. I don't ever want to hear about a presidential poll again. They're always wrong. They have been consistently wrong, and they were so wrong yesterday and before that, I mean, don't you have to just say no more presidential polling? I mean, who that works in that field can ever read a presidential poll again and say, here, pay attention to this, it's going to be fine. Oh, and by the way, I'm not much of a gloater, usually. I mean, I try not to be because it's so ugly.
Usually.
But, come on. Come on. When will we know? Tonight or not tonight?
Not tonight.
I think we will know tonight.
Okay. I hope so.
And here's my theory on this. So will we have a concession speech tonight?
No.
You say no. I say yes. Here, pull down just a little bit. Here's my theory on this. I think it's actually going to be a big victory. Now, I'm suspicious it's going to be for Trump because I think all the polling is wrong. It could be for Kamala Harris. I don't know. But total intuition, I can't justify it with facts other than that polling is often wrong. And who gets called on these polls? I don't ever get a call, and I don't answer it even if I did. So
me either.
Most people don't. So I don't know the statistical support for these polls. In the past, yes. With landlines, yes. In the modern era, I don't buy them. There you go.
Hey.
And
that's
all
I can say.
And I think I said it more than once yesterday morning.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, but that was the one I remembered when I said that at 8:59, right at the end of the show for Future News. But what was I saying yesterday? I was saying, I can't prove it, but I feel like the polls are wrong. Trump has more support than is being acknowledged because people don't take the calls or they don't tell the truth on the call, and it's gonna wind up being a clear victory, and a clear victory even last night. Now the one thing I was wrong about is, you know, Kamala Harris didn't give us a concession speech and still hasn't. When do you think she concedes?
Today.
Yeah, but when?
Like, I would say around 10:30, 11-ish.
I think you're probably right. If she really wanted to be, I don't know, classy, I mean, she'd give a concession speech now. she would say it now. Or because, look, if you look at the numbers, you know, just across the board, when we went off the air last night at 9 o'clock, it was, you know, Trump was leaning everywhere. Things that had been toss up or lean Democrat had become lean Republican. You know, Georgia has been called by 2%. That's fantastic. North Carolina by 3% with 95% of the votes in. Pennsylvania went for Trump with 3% by 51-48. And then you heard CNN and others. I mean, I was actually watching the New York Times page and when it switched. It's kind of weird. I'm like, what just? Oh, it's over. I mean, it was when he got Pennsylvania, it was over because that had not included Nevada or Arizona, right? So you figured those were coming because, you know, he's leading by 5 points in Arizona with 63% of the vote in, and he's leading in Nevada with 4% with 96% or sorry, 86% of the vote in. So you figured they were coming, but Wisconsin got there first, and he's leading by 2 points in Michigan. This is a massive win for Donald Trump. You can't understand. Remember how, so close. We're not going to know for weeks. Nobody's going to know. He wins the popular vote by more than 4 million votes. More than 4, let me just check my math real quick here. 71, I'm doing it the wrong way. 4 million votes. Yeah, 4 million vote margin. He got 71 million almost so far, and she's got 66 million just over so far. And, you know, in 2020, he got 74 million, so he went down 4 million votes. So far, not everything's in, okay? So far, and she lost 15 million votes compared to Biden. Now, I know what some people are saying is, that's because they weren't all real votes. I understand. But either way, whether you believe those results or don't believe those results, a massive contrast between what Biden was able to do 4 years ago and what she was able to do this time around, right? So, yeah. And I thought I was the only person on the planet who was saying that Trump was going to win and that it was going to be clear, that it was going to be a clear victory. So what's interesting is early this morning, of course, you know, he gets up and he goes ahead and gives a speech and he says, I won.
Thank you very much. Wow. USA, 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 USA. Thank you all very much. This is great. These are our friends. We have thousands of friends in this incredible movement. This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country and maybe beyond.
I think Vance a little bit later on called it the greatest political comeback ever. And and the way CNN was talking about it, which I was finding interesting to listen to, you know, sort of people who are very, very reluctant to make the announcement. And CNN's way of talking about it, you know, he got impeached twice. He led a mob against the, Cassie Hunt just, you know.
Let's go over to Casey and her panel now that we have projected a winner, Casey, in the presidential race.
We have indeed, John. The history this morning, 5:30 a.m. on Wednesday,
that's Eastern
Donald
time.
Trump has won the presidency for a second time, this time after having served for 4 years, then disputing the 2020 election, and then, of course, rallying a mob to the Capitol to try to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power there, Americans deciding to send him back to the White House for a second term.
So we're going to say that every time, I think. Every time they talk about it, they're going to talk about that stuff. But yeah, President Trump getting up this morning, you know, I don't know what time he gave this speech. I was not awake. I woke up and went back and watched most of it. But he says,
and now it's going to reach a new level of importance because we're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country. And we made history for a reason tonight, and the reason is going to be just that.
And I love this, just some of the little kind of human breakthrough moments for him.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and It is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Look what happened. Is this crazy? So, yeah, and I look, this, if you're a Trump supporter, you're thrilled. I'm going to give you my reason why I think even if you're a Harris supporter, you should be thrilled. Okay? Here's why. A couple of reasons. I know you hate this outcome. Okay? But let me give you a couple of reasons for consolation. Okay? Or, you know, maybe silver linings that you can take away. First of all, President Trump has promised, one of the very first things he said last night after being overwhelmed by the victory is, and he claimed it before anybody else officially, and right, it's not official yet, obviously, but it's, you know, all of the news organizations are calling it for him. It will be basically, it'll be a landslide when all is said and done. It'll be, you know, 315, something like that, electoral votes. That's a huge margin of victory, okay? Especially when everybody thought it was going to be razor thin, which it won't be. But when he calls it, the very first kind of position, policy, any statement other than just talking about the victory that he made was this.
And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again. Oh,
I will fight for everybody. Which I think that Harris would have said the same thing, and rightly so. The president is the president for everybody. Now, I know you probably have fear, anxiety, stress, concern, criticism, whatever the case may be. Okay, if you're, and I'm talking now specifically to Democrats and Harris supporters. But no, the very first thing he said is he didn't come out and say, "We're gonna get all my enemies." You know, like all the weird thing, we're gonna change the Constitution. I'll be president for, like, any of the weird stuff that people kind of alleged about him, Kamala Harris in her lip speech, he's a dictator, he's a tyrant, none of that, right? Okay, that's one. Second point, if you're a Harris supporter, why you should feel better this morning, okay? The victory was clear. We are not having a long, dragged out, uncertain, selected, not elected, cause for protest, big lawsuit, right? It's over. You know, to quote Ferris Bueller, go home. It's done. And remember what I said also is, you know, I said maybe Harris wins, okay, but what I want is a decisive victory. I want a clear victory because what the country needed was a clear victory. Best case scenario is a clear victory. And we've got it. We've got a clear victory. You say, how can that be good if I'm a Harris supporter? Because we avoid the turmoil and the recriminations and the acrimony and all of that. I mean, at least of the closeness, of the fight, of the uncertainty, of the 2000, right? Right? We don't have all, or of 2020, we don't have all of that. Third, and I know you're going to hate this one, but I just want you, this is still for the Harris supporters. He won the popular vote by millions of votes, meaning that you've got, I got to go back and look, but I think this is the first time a Republican has won both. In a long time. Say, how can that make me happy? Because it's decisive. Because in swing states where massive amounts of time and money were put in, your fellow citizens turned out and made a choice that's clear. And if you believe in representative government, if you believe in democracy, if you believe in the Constitution, that's consolation. I know your guy lost, or your gal lost, okay? But take comfort in knowing that it was all done properly, right? And it was done clearly and with no illusions. I mean, there's no secret about who the candidate is. There's no yet to be discovered about what he believes in, okay? So those are kind of my take solace. Now, I know some of you will find this amazing if you're Trump supporters, but I'm just saying, I know people personally who their pre-election view was, I don't know if I can stay in Florida if Trump wins. I think I need to move to California because of the persecution that's coming. I'm serious. That's actually what some people, and I'm sure, I hate to think it, but true, millions of people believe. And it's amazing that they had gotten into that level of peak over this, that level of just anxiety and nihilism and darkness and worry and fear. It's amazing. But that's where people were. So I think a lot of people, you're going to find a lot of people today are going to be short-tempered, depressed, unhappy. And I've said this before in elections, and I'll say it again this time around. Be kind. Be kind. Be a gracious winner. You know, try not to rub it in people's faces and just try to, you know what? Even as nutty as some of the basis of that depression is, just, you know, you can't talk somebody out of being irrationally depressed on the day their person got blown out by millions of votes in a landslide electoral college victory. It's going to take them some time to adjust to that. And just be patient. All right? 525 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
You take care of your car, right? So why not give your auto loan some TLC? Refinance an existing loan from another institution with PennAir Credit Union and lower your interest rate by up to 2%. Plus, you could skip payments for the first 90 days. In addition to a better rate, you'll enjoy convenient banking and a friendly local team always ready to help. Learn more at PennAir.org/auto-refi. That's PennAir.org/auto-refi. All loans are subject to approval. Offer valid on loan applications submitted between November 1st and December 31st, 2024 only. Call toll-free 1-877-4-PENNAIR for complete details.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.
So it's done. Trump wins. 528, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. At about we've been about an hour since Wisconsin was called for President Trump, in addition to Pennsylvania being called last night. And that's it. It's over. The only question now is going to be how big the victory is, how many electoral votes he wins, whether he also carries, as it looks like he's likely to do, continues to carry Michigan, which is, you know, currently uncalled, although leaning heavily his way. Arizona, Nevada, we'll see, you know, what the end result is. Even Alaska, he's leading by 16 points with 68% of the vote in. So this is looking like a landslide. And when Kamala Harris, we just saw it announced that it looked like she's going to speak today. The question is when. I'm hoping, I mean, frankly, I'd love to hear from her this morning, but, you know, later on the day, whenever she winds up doing it. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Headlines, huh? Nothing happening. Slow nothing, news day. Slow,
yeah, absolutely. No big deal. All right. Thanks for that, David. I appreciate the update.
No, so as you mentioned, Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to speak. And from what I'm seeing, it will be sometime this morning. Campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond told her supporters last night at her election watch party that she would make remarks this morning at Howard University. World leaders congratulating Donald Trump over his victory. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on X he appreciated Trump's, quote, commitment to peace through strength. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called Trump's victory a powerful recommitment to the great alliance between Israel and the U.S. And Amendment 3 did not pass here in Florida yesterday, but we're not the only state where marijuana was on the ballot. There were similar questions in North and South Dakota. Both of those states also rejected their marijuana issues. And in Nebraska, they said yes to medical marijuana.
Okay. All right. Very good. And you mentioned, maybe you did, there was another state that had an abortion measure on the ballot and it failed. It was to reduce... the strict restrictions, basically to do kind of what we were trying to do, and it did not pass yesterday, I know. So, David, thank you so much for the update. By the way, somebody says, what about the Senate? Oh, Republicans retake the Senate. 52 right now, we'll see. Flip 3 seats so far, right? And there's several that are still outstanding elections. They're only calling 42 seats right now for the Democrats, 52 for the Republicans. In the House, a lot more up for grabs still, 197 for the Republicans and 177 for the Democrats. This may take a little while for us to figure out, you know, who exactly won the House, but definitely the Senate and the White House so far.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The 45th president of the United States is going to be the 47th president. The Fox News decision desk projects Donald Trump as the clear winner of the presidential election.
We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy?
Trump in West Palm Beach, Florida. Vice President Kamala Harris did not address supporters at her election night watch party in D.C. Republicans will also take control of the Senate.
The question is how large their majority will be. The stories of the evening were in West Virginia and Ohio, where Republicans flipped two seats. This net gain was all they needed to retake the upper chamber.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. There are too many House races on call to tell what happens there. Trump is on track to win the popular vote as well, something he never did against Hillary Clinton or Joe Biden. This is a Fox News alert.
Good morning, 5:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 72 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Well, Donald Trump celebrating a big win in Florida. He won the state yesterday by about 13 percentage points. That is the largest margin of victory in the state in a presidential election since 1988. Trump now looks like sitting at 277 electoral votes. At the moment, in some local election results, the Escambia Board of Commissioners will not be seeing any big changes after the election. District 5 Commissioner Stephen Berry was reelected, defeating nonpartisan Joshua Robertson with 62% of the vote. Berry's held that seat since 2012. Also, the newly appointed District 2 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger was now elected into her seat, defeating Democrat Ron Helms with 62% of the vote. That seat had been vacant. She was appointed by the governor last month. Congressman Matt Gaetz retaining his Florida District 1 congressional seat against Democrat Gay Valamont. Gaetz got 66% of the vote. Valamont got 34%. Gaetz was first elected back in 2016. Congressional District 1 covers Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton counties. Incumbent District 1 State Representative Michelle Salzman defeating Francine Mathis to retain her seat. Salzman first defeated Mathis in 2020, then again in 2022. She tells Channel 3 she plans to continue focusing on the fundamentals, safety, infrastructure, education, and access to health care. Don Gaetz is headed back to the state Senate. He defeated Democrat Lisa Newell yesterday for the District 1 state Senate seat, earning 65% of the vote. Gaetz previously served as the state Senate president from 2012 to 2014 and served in the state Senate from 2006 until 2016. Also, Alex Andrade retaining the District 2 state representative seat, defeating Democrat Haley Morissette with 58% of the vote. Andrade will be serving a fourth term in office. And in the Pensacola City Council, District 1 councilperson Jennifer Breyer and District 5 councilperson Tenyatta Broughton both retaining their seats, earning 63% and 64% of the vote, respectively. And also District 3 Representative Joel Rudman defeating Keith Gillum for that seat. Rudman got 78% of the vote. He's been in office since 2022. Abortion will still be illegal after 6 weeks in Florida, and it'll still be illegal to use marijuana for recreational purposes. There were six amendments on the ballot yesterday. Each would have needed 60% support to pass. Amendment 3 would have made it legal to use marijuana recreationally. That got 56% support and failed to pass. Amendment 4 would have allowed abortions until fetal viability, and in some cases beyond that point, that got 57% support and also failed to pass. Santa Rosa County deputies arrested a man after a crash this week that led to an attempted carjacking. That all started with a crash on Quintet Road. Deputies say the occupant of one of the vehicles got out armed with a tire iron. When deputies arrived, that man ran to a nearby Circle K gas station and reportedly tried to get into an unoccupied vehicle, then tried to jump through the window of an occupied and moving vehicle. Deputies say they told that person to drive away at the time. Now they're hoping to identify the victim so the suspect can face additional charges. The suspect was arrested. He's been identified as Brian Stack and is currently charged with aggravated assault, burglary, and resisting arrest. And we've posted a photo of the vehicle that Santa Rosa County officials are hoping to identify online at our website, newsradio923.com. It's 5:35 at News Radio, right now 73 in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze, 71 in Milton. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters. Today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel, they'll be discussing all things Thanksgiving, Atlas Beverage Class, flavors that forge the South dinner at Jackson's, burger and brew at Atlas, and Angelina's new fall menu debut, along with holiday parties, free martinis at Jackson's, and more. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 5:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Of course, yesterday was Tuesday. Aside from being Election Day, we had a good opportunity to talk to our dear friend, Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So just one thing, because I know it's the kind of thing that people might forget, and you only have to deal with it every couple of years, obviously, but lots of people conceal carry, and now you conceal carry without a permit.
Right.
Right. So people, as long as you could get a permit, you can carry is basically the principle of the thing.
Correct.
But there are places you cannot conceal carry in. And if you don't know, this can get you in trouble. You can't conceal carry in a bar. You can't conceal carry on an educational campus. There's a couple of very technical exclusions that
judicial centers.
Yeah, judicial centers. You cannot carry during a meeting of the legislative body. Right. And also you cannot carry at a
polling place or a election location.
Right. So don't inadvertently get yourself arrested for taking a gun to the polling place. That's not the way you want to spend your election day.
Exactly. Leave it.
Just leave it at home. That's exactly right. Oh, man. I have to go through that every time I like when I go to Annie's Pensacola, I have to think it through. Like, oh, you know, leave the gun. You know, don't take a gun because it's bad. You know,
so even then, you know, a lot of times people have it in their cars and mm-hmm. even going to a military installation.
No.
Searching you. They ask you.
No.
Typically ask you.
Do not do. Couple of incidents that we want to talk about. One is you had these burglaries on Majestic and Donegal, and then I guess they kind of fled to Santa Rosa County. What was this all about?
Kind of. One did. Yeah, we had some burglaries that we were dealing with from October 26th and 27th, and that was in the area of Majestic Drive and Donegal Drive that you mentioned. During those burglaries, two firearms were stolen, a generator was stolen, golf clubs, vacuum cleaner, rims, and tires were all taken. Well, the investigation led to a Zachary Mallow. And shortly after the burglaries took place, he was arrested on an unrelated charge over in Santa Rosa County. So they called us, hey, we got this guy. Great. We're looking for this guy. And then that investigation led to a second suspect, and it led us to a hotel room, Red Roof Inn, on Wild Lake Road. So we did a search warrant at that location, and we found a second suspect, Mr. Terrence Fessold. And we found a whole bunch of stuff during the search warrant. We found other stolen firearms, two additional firearms, 147 grams of fentanyl, 15 grams of cocaine.
Good Lord.
59 grams of methamphetamine, a little bit of marijuana, 5 grams of hydrocodone, and Xanax. Terrence Fessold was arrested. They were charged with a number of different things.
So he's running his own little criminal flea market.
He had
everything.
Guns, stolen property, drugs. They were, I guess, living the life. But we put a picture out on social media to give you an idea of what we found and what was going on in this particular hotel room. Again, you can see in the picture I'm looking at right now is guns, and there's a little bit of cocaine. Again, that's where they have the fentanyl. So these are people that we're glad to have off the streets. Not only are they burglars, but they're obviously menaces to society.
Absolutely. Well, you know, good work getting that done. We also had Alex Andrade called the most Florida man story ever. You have a known felon mm-hmm. for bank robbery in the past.
Right.
And decided that in the middle of waving political signs, it was time to bank rob again. Is that right? But not here. He's from here, but he went where?
It was in Crestview over in Okaloosa County. Yeah, he had already done time for bank robbery, so he is a bank robber. And he's holding signs up. He's also wearing a reflective-type vest. He decides, you know what? I'm in Crestview.
Might as well.
Why don't I rob a bank here?
Crime of opportunity. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of banks.
Yeah, we get a call that this clown's over there on in the Perdido area, and so our SWAT team is geared up to go. We got a bank robber. Right, so our advanced team, I think it's SWAT command level people, are going over there to check out the house before we set up our SWAT operation. And as they're driving by, they see this guy coming outside, and they take advantage of the opportunity and go ahead and take him down and arrest him. So, yeah, we end up arresting him here. I guess he lives here. Great. But he did commit his crime. This
so he's going to be extradited over there.
Yeah, eventually he'll be moved over to Okaloosa County. But it was good cooperation, coordination with Okaloosa County and our guys. And again, our guys taking advantage of an opportunity.
You guys also had, it's been all in the news, this sign waving incident on Pensacola Beach. To your knowledge, what happened?
Well, I mean, someone's waving a sign and another individual, a female, there's pictures all over the internet of the alleged female attacker. Well, this person gets out and tries to steal the sign and a female gets injured during this altercation. So we are investigating it. We have a battery investigation right now. I spoke to our patrol commander this morning. They're looking at some possible names that they've gotten. So far, we don't have a positive ID. Once we have that positive identification, we'll submit an affidavit to the judge for review. And we do intend to make an arrest on that charge.
And by the way, I've seen on social media some, you know, sort of denials and don't you say that's this person. And until you guys have a person you've announced, maybe better off not to claim that anybody is the perpetrator.
Yeah, I mean, social media is the way it is. People are gonna just go crazy with things, but we haven't put anything out.
Yep.
It's a misdemeanor investigation that we're working, and once we have positive identification and we have a conversation with the victim to make sure that they want to proceed forward, we will fill out an affidavit once we identify them. The picture is pretty good. I mean, eventually we'll identify
figure it
the
out.
Individual that's I feel like we'll identify the individual that's responsible. And you know, you can wave your signs all you want to. You can have your opinion. You can exercise your right to free speech, but don't put your hands on someone else.
Yeah,
because you
can talk, you can yell as long as you don't engage in fighting words.
Yeah,
you don't exactly. Need to hit anybody ever. Period.
There's no reason for that.
Right.
I mean, as an elected official, I mean, I kept telling my supporters, do not engage in this type of a physical thing because you'll probably go to jail.
Yeah, that's how that works. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, we were out at NES Pensacola, of course, and for both days, I was on land on the Saturday day. I had not seen the Rook.
Right.
That's pretty wild contraption. Tell people what the Rook is.
Contraption.
It is.
Basically a
it's not a Bearcat. It's not an armored vehicle. I mean, it is an armored vehicle, but it's not like we think of as a Brink truck or something like that. What is it?
Well, it's a beefed up Bobcat type of a thing. It's basically another tool for our SWAT team or for the sheriff's office itself. And yeah, we have a Bearcat. I know the state of Pensacola just recently got a Bearcat too. So we decided this time let's show them the Rook, and the Rook is just what we call it. That's the name of the machine itself. So it's a Bearcat with a platform in the very front of it. This ballistic
Bobcat.
I'm sorry, Bobcat.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's the Bearcat is the personnel carrier. The Bobcat is like the tractor.
I got my cats. Cats confused there.
It's very easy to do.
We have a couple cats in there, but we have this time is a Bobcat, modified Bobcat type of a machine, and it's got a platform in the very front of it that has a place where we can sit. We can stand 3 to 4 SWAT members. It's ballistic. It's got holes in it where we can put weapons through it. We can deploy tear gas through it. The cab itself is ballistic. Also, it's got the capability of having a ram, a hydraulic ram, so we can push a door in, take a door down, take the porch down. We can do whatever. We have used this in conjunction with code enforcement when they've taken down drug houses or code violating houses. We've used it in some of our exercises. So some people have probably seen it in some of the videos we've had. But it was very effective. It's more portable than the Bobcat. It's used more to
Bearcat.
More portable than the Bearcat, so that we can go up there amongst the bad guys.
Right, basically push into the door instead of having to break in with people. You can push into it with people behind the ballistic shield, which is it has, I'm sure, uses that are very, very particular. By the way, have you ever looked into having Cat Country sponsor the bear and the Bobcat?
Too many
cats?
They probably should. We have
like
opportunities.
It.
We can put some
like
NASCAR.
Speaking of the base, I don't know there's any way to describe it other than an utter traffic catastrophe. 300,000 people is a hard number to put into 2 days on the base. We get that, but what I'm curious about is, were you guys involved in like the traffic planning? Because on Friday, of course, people couldn't get in and out of schools, couldn't get in and out of houses to work, all that kind of stuff. Saturday's a little different because it's not as much, but still, processing so many people in and then the traffic congestion that creates outside the base. I didn't see deputies. You guys weren't out directing traffic or anything. Were you guys involved on that?
Well, no, not really. We were, over the years, we've had many conversations because of the practices that take place during the week.
Yeah, of course, right.
Of course, this is a lot worse because this is an air show that a lot more people are trying to go to.
Thunderbirds and Blue Angels. It's unprecedented, right?
Exactly. We have had conversations, again, over the years with the command staff over at the base. We've had DOT. We had a bunch of people that are involved, kind of commissioners were involved, and we're trying to come up with a solution to it. But here's the bottom line.
That's in the past, but not this time.
In the past, but this time we haven't had any. We didn't have any conversations. But what the deputies could stay in there in the intersection, but there's no place for the cars to go.
Right, you can't flush an intersection where the outvo doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. The only thing I wish is that people would adhere to not blocking into cross traffic from the intersection. And I have had people, we were monitoring it as best we could, and there were many cases where they did release the cross traffic, but they're like neighborhoods on those some of those cross streets that we're not able to get through. It's again, you have too many cars, and you have too many intersections, and there's nowhere for them to go.
Right.
I don't believe they opened the doors, opened the gates until 8 o'clock in the morning. So by that time, there was I don't know, probably thousands of cars
backups, throughout, right.
in both entrances.
Both gates, right.
And so there was really nowhere to put the cars. Again, you can have a deputy standing there and watching parked cars if you want to.
But it doesn't help anything.
We have to make a decision on do we want to continue to have to support, at least it's not our decision, but to support the Blue Angel Air Shows, and I think we should.
Yep.
Or basically just tolerate the traffic that it is. Now, I'm not saying there shouldn't be and couldn't be coordination. The school buses, I would agree, is an issue. There might be something where we the base and the school district can coordinate.
Right.
The Friday show, but Saturday there's no school buses a concern. We tell people on the beach show on 4th of July, we have, 100,000 people going to the beach as well. It's going to be long. It's going to be a long wait. And there's going to be nowhere to go on the bridge. Don't run out of gas on a bridge. You may be there a couple hours. We tell people that all the time. And we still get complaints.
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, I had to wait for an hour or whatever.
Hey, last thing I want to talk with you about is just kind of a neat thing that y'all did this year is you had movie night on Friday, but that's a common thing. Best canine Halloween costume?
Yeah, well, we've done it the last couple of years.
Okay.
Our PIO loves the canines, and they decide, you know what, let's do a costume contest. And
who doesn't love dogs? And dogs and costumes is fun.
And I think our equestrian unit participated in years past. I'm not sure if they did it this year or not, but I believe Buster won. He was a Blue Angel pilot. I don't know what he was.
That's good.
I didn't get a vote, so no one showed me the pictures.
You were a canine officer in the past?
I
can't
not.
Remember. You're not. Okay. No. But is it your sense that the dogs enjoy this?
Who doesn't enjoy dressing up?
I don't want to assume. You'll ask? Okay. All right. You get back to me next week. Let me know what the canines tell you. Sheriff Chip Simmons, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe and informed. We'll see you next week.
You bet. Y'all take care.
Absolutely. 551 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got an import that you need to get service, you might think, hey, I got to take that car to the dealership. That's the only people that know how to work on it. That's not true. There's lots of people who can work on them, including Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. Again, you pay a little bit extra to get that Lexus, that Mercedes, that BMW, the Porsche, the Jaguar, whatever it is, but you do not have to pay extra to service it. You don't have to take it, especially if the dealership is at a distance. And not all of them are, but some of them are. And that means gas and time and, of course, cost. You can go to Bobby Likas. They work on those cars all the time. Domestic vehicles, Dodge, Chevy, no problem. Ford, they work on those. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, yes. The idea, it's kind of represented by the website name, carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. And the idea there is, look, your body is a complicated mechanical system that actually has self-healing properties. Cars do not. And you take your body to the doctor periodically. Why? To get it checked out. So you can avert the big problem when it's just a small problem because it's routine maintenance. Well, same thing for your car, routine maintenance and preventative maintenance because, the mechanic is going to see things happening that you don't necessarily see yet or hear yet or feel yet, but they're going to tell and they can avert the big problem. They want you to come for the little things so you can avoid the big things. That's the idea. Bobby Likas Auto Service in two locations, US 29 across from the Walmart and the classic location on Davis Highway, and they service fleets. So if you oversee a business, you've got a group of cars you want to have maintained, they can take care of that. GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service, again, two locations now on Davis Highway and on US 29 by the Walmart.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend. And she said, oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours. And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas.
Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Coincidence? I think not!
Kick out the jams, brothers and sisters!
Good morning, 5:55, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Good to have you with us bright and early this, we have results, presidential day after election. Kind of a word jumble there, I apologize. Of course, President Trump winning historic victory last night. The total isn't set yet, but looks like it's going to be 4 or 5 million votes of the popular vote, and the Electoral College is going to be well over 300 when all is said and done. Currently, the presidential vote is sitting at 277, needing 270 to win, right? 277 to 224. And the only state that has not been called yet that is likely to go to Kamala Harris is Maine. That's it. Everything else is, you know, leaning Republican, which is amazing. Even Michigan. The vote that put him over was in Wisconsin. That got called about an hour and 20 minutes ago. Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, Arizona, Nevada yet to be called, but we'll see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, as you've mentioned a few times, Donald Trump is now the president-elect. Looks like he's sitting at 277 electoral votes right now. How cool is it to have same-day results again? It feels like
kidding.
We're back in 2016 again.
Well, it's right. I mean, Florida, which was the, you know, I'll say it, I'm a redhead. The redhead stepchild in 2000, we fixed it. Florida's now the model. Why can't everybody be Florida?
Absolutely. Florida's election results were so fast. That was great last night.
You know, there's no such office because it's statewide stuff, but it would be nice if Trump, as president, took somebody like, and I'm not saying take our governor, but, you know, took DeSantis and said, all right, I'm creating a commission to fix state elections. You know,
yeah.
Now you go do what was done in Florida.
Absolutely. It'd be a great model to use.
Right.
In other stories going on right now, Hurricane Rafael is moving towards Cuba and could be headed into the Gulf. Rafael's the 11th hurricane of the 2024 season, one of the few to happen in November. Right now, it's got winds of about 90 miles an hour.
And by the way, on that note, I talked to Eric Gilmore. We're going to have on at 6:35 this morning. He's the director of public safety in Escambia County. I called him yesterday and I said, you know, hey, are you, you know, what's your level of concern about this storm? Because what had been basically being said is this isn't going to be nothing for us. It's going to get sheared down by the cold front. It's going to slow down. It's not going to be significant. We might get a little rain, a little bit of wind. We don't know where it's going to go. And he said, on a 1 to 10 scale, I'm a 4. I'm like, what? I was hoping for a 2.
Right.
Or a 1. No, no, no emergency manager at heart is ever going to say 1, right? They're never going to say 1. But he's like, yeah, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know what the intensity is. I'm like, stop it. No. So, yeah, we'll talk to him in about 45 minutes. So, third story. You got a third story for us?
Well, Michael Jackson's kids were at the funeral of Tito Jackson on Monday. The Jackson 5 member and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer died of a heart attack on September 15th at the age of 70. He was laid to rest this week in Glendale, California.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, the New York Times has a really interesting graphic. It shows the shift from 2000. And it puts an arrow, and the length of the arrow, I think, it looks like the length of the arrow is the degree of the shift, right or left. So blue arrows go up and to the right. Blue arrows go up and to the left, fittingly. Red arrows go up and to the right, also fittingly. It is a massive red wave of arrows. There are some contrary. It's not, this is like by county, it looks like, or by, you know, is what it looks like. Massive red wave of arrows to the right. huge margin compared to counties in, you know, 2000, the 2000 election. So, and again, if you're just looking at, you know, overall aggregate totals, and that's for the presidency. Again, you know, Kamala Harris, 66 million votes and counting. Donald Trump, 71 million votes and counting. And in 2000, it was 81 million for Joe Biden and just 74 million for Donald Trump, meaning that, you know, Trump is going to wind up probably being in the same vicinity. Kamala Harris is going to wind up being down by 10 plus million votes compared to Joe Biden. In a country where the population grows, you know, every time, like every time we have more people. So wild, wild. And though I'm trying my best not to make much of it, I did say this would happen. I did say a little bit this would happen. We'll be back.